There will be another round of testimony today at the court-martial of Specialist Charles Grainer. He is the soldier who is considered the leader of the abuse scandal at Iraq's Abu Ghraib prison. Grainer is the first of the accused to be tried. Charges against him include maltreatment of detainees, aggravated assault, and committing indecent acts. On Monday, a 10-member jury heard testimony from several soldiers who witnessed the abuse. NPR's Jackie Northam was in the Fort Hood, Texas courtroom, and she has this report.
Seven witnesses took the stand on the first day of testimony. Each one calmly, concisely gave firsthand accounts of the conditions at Abu Ghraib prison and what happened, particularly on one night, November 7th, 2003. That's when most of the now infamous photos of the abuses were taken. The prosecution introduced about three dozen photographs showing Grainer and other soldiers posing and smiling next to piles of naked Iraqi detainees. Many of the photographs shown on the overhead projector were sexually explicit and were illuminated on a large screen in the courtroom for long periods of time. But there were also video recordings, one showing Specialist Grainer using a leash to drag a prisoner. Another showed him building the human pyramid. The defense says that Grainer was following orders to rough up the prisoners ahead of interrogation, that anything he is charged with is either legal or that he was unaware it was illegal. Captain Chuck Neal, a spokesman for the prosecution, says there are standards in military law for following a legal or illegal order. And Neal says that is a defense in military law to follow an unlawful order.
But there has to be a showing that the order was given first, second, that the accused actually believed the order was lawful, and third, that a similar person of reasonable background and experience would also believe it's lawful.
The prosecution produced one witness, a 21-year-old military police officer who was at the prison on the night in question. Specialist Matthew Wisdom says he was deeply disturbed and went to a superior officer twice to complain. Some of the other witnesses were co-conspirators to the abuse, three soldiers who pled guilty. Their plea deals required that they testify in all trials. One soldier, Private Ivan Frederick, was questioned for 2.5 hours. He implicated Grainer in most of the charges and described other acts of random abuse by the defendant. But the defense was able to show that Frederick and the others didn't have a clear sense of who was in charge at the prison and who was giving orders. Captain Neal says there are always difficulties in using co-conspirators on the stand.
There are a lot of co-conspirators testifying in these cases, and the nature sometimes of co-conspirator testimony is that it can change because people are trying to cover up their own misconduct or sometimes trying to protect a co-conspirator.
The defense tried to explain away some of the more troubling aspects of the case. Guy Womack, Grainer's civilian lawyer, said that corrections officers in civilian prisons often use a leash, or what he called a tether, as an extraction tool to help get prisoners out of a cell. Womack also said that cheerleaders form pyramids all the time, and that Grainer used this as a control technique. Womack pointed out that Grainer is only seen standing next to the pile of detainees, and that isn't against the law. Speaking after the proceedings, Womack said the toughest thing to show is that there was an order handed down to treat the prisoners that way.
You can imagine that no one would come in and say that unless they have a grant of immunity. We had requested immunity for officers who did say that, and the convening authority denied that, and the military judge refused to order them to give immunity, so we can't bring them in.
Today, the prosecution is expected to play recorded depositions from two Iraqi detainees before wrapping up its case later this afternoon. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Fort Hood, Texas.